Good evening. This is Kent Lundquist, and you're listening to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We've got some swinging sounds ahead of us tonight, and we'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for 5-6 minutes and back with a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. Tonight, our highlight jazz group of the week is the Curtis Counts Group. This is a group put together by a rather formidable West Coast bass player, Curtis Counts, who was very active in the West Coast jazz scene in the 50s and 60s. And he put together, this is really a working group. They worked together for 2 or 3 years, cut several albums on the independent West Coast contemporary label, 56, 57. And they're all fine artists in their own right. Harold Land on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins out of Indianapolis, who migrated to the West Coast, Frank Butler on drums, and of course the leader of the group, Curtis Counts, on bass. This is a little thing written by the piano player Carl Perkins called Mia. Thank you. Right, that was the Curtis Count Group, our highlight jazz group of the week, with Curtis Counts on bass, Harold Land on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums, a little thing written by Carl Perkins called Mia. Okay, we're going to do something by one of my favorite alto sax players. I think you'll enjoy his work. This is Art Pepper from his album Surf Ride. We've got Pepper on alto sax, Hampton Hawes on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, Larry Bunker on drums. This is the title track from Art Pepper's album Surf Ride. Pepper composition called Surf Ride, title track from Art Pepper's album, and we had Art Pepper there on alto sax. Find piano work there by Hampton Hawes. I'm going to return now to our highlight jazz group of the week, and that's the Curtis Counts group, and this is a fine ballad from the American Songbook of Stein and Kahn, Time After Time. Thank you. Gorgeous ballad rendition of Julie Stein Sammy Kahn's great classic Time After Time by the Curtis Counts Group, and beautiful solos there by Harold Land on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, and Carl Perkins on piano. Now I'm going to turn to something by tenor sax man Sonny Rollins. Many critics think, and I'm in agreement, think this is probably Sonny Rollins' best album ever. It was called Saxophone Colossus, and this is a composition written by Sonny Rollins called St. Thomas. It's kind of a calypso thing, and Sonny is backed up by two of Detroit's best, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and we also have Max Roach on drums. Let's listen to St. Thomas. Thank you. That's Sonny Rollins there on tenor sax playing his own composition, St. Thomas, from his album Saxophone Colossus. Had a fine piano work there by Tommy Flanagan and a rather rhythmic, melodic drum solo there by Max Roach. Now it's back to our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. And here is their rendition of a great standard by the Gershwin Brothers, Love Walked In. Thank you. was a little brisk rendition of George and Ira Gershwin's classic standard, Love Walked In, by the Curtis Counts Group. Now, which is our highlight group of the week. We're now going to turn to tenor sax man Ike Quebec from his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring. This is the title track, It Might As Well Be Spring, but written by Rogers Hart, Rogers and Hammerstein. And along with Ike on tenor sax, we have Freddie Roach on organ, Bill Hinton on bass, Al Harewood on drums. It Might As Well Be Spring. Thank you. Rodgers and Hammerstein's great ballad, It Might As Well Be Spring. That's the title track from Ike Quebec's album. We heard Ike there on tenor sax, tastefully comped by Freddie Roach there on organ. Okay, now we're going to do a little longer track by the Curtis Counts group. And just to remind you who the personnel in our highlight jazz group of the week, we've got Curtis Counts, the leader on bass, Harold Lane on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Kyle Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums. And this is a classic that was written by Horace Silver, Nika's Dream. Thank you. Nika's Dream, a Horace Silver composition done by the Curtis Counts Group, our highlight jazz group of the week. Includes Harold Land on tenor sax and Jack Sheldon on trumpet in the front line. Of course, the leader of the group was Curtis Counts on bass, Carl Perkins on piano, and Butler on drums. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to be taking a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5-6 minutes, and we'll be back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM. Let's close it out with the Curtis Crown Group doing Dizzy Gillespie's composition, Night in Tunisia.